Hello and welcome to this episode of my Working for Spirit podcast. This is the next episode in my Find Your Freedom series. I've got two former episodes in that series. For some reason, I can't say episodes today. Bear with me. I've got two former episodes in the Find Your Freedom series, and this is episode 3, and I've got a whole bunch more ready for you. Let's dive right in today. As I was learning about manifesting, as I was turning my life into an experiment, and as I was really working on all of this, I came to a place where I had to take honest inventory for all of it. And I came to a place where I had to realize I could create what I want, but I was creating all the time, both consciously and unconsciously. That means I was also creating what I didn't want. And I had to ask myself that question: why am I creating what I don't want? I started talking about it. I started looking at it. I started living it for sure. And it is a game changer and a life changer. And I really want to share it with you today. I'm catching every one of you listening to this in a different place, in a different phase, in where you are. There's no just consciously creating or unconsciously creating. You are working on a continuum all the time. So you're always unconsciously creating, and you want to more and more every day be consciously creating. It's a work in progress. You are a work in progress. You'll learn this more and more as you go along. So think about this. Why am I creating what I don't want? I'm sensitive to energy. I had learned some about positive thoughts and affirmations and then universal law and the law of attraction. And then I turned it into a way of living and being, which is what you've got to do for consistent results and to live a desire-driven, spirit-led life, which is what I'm committed to doing. Why am I creating what I don't want? I'm going to start with you at the very beginning. And it's funny, I always have this thing where I always hear when I say, okay, let's start at the very beginning. And then all of a sudden I hear out of Sound of Music, the Julie Andrews, let's start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with ABC. When you sing, you begin with do, re, mi. Now, maybe I got all of you singing that in your head right about now, but be thankful that I said it instead of sang it. The reason I'm bringing this up to have a little fun with it, because I hear music in my head all the time, but it truly is that elemental. And this is what I found. You have coming at you from all these different places, different pieces of the secret, the law of attraction, positive affirmations, you can heal your life, becoming supernatural, all these different things. And yet, where is the very beginning? Where do I start? When you manifest, you begin with IOA. Now, this is my manifesting formula for success. I've used it now for over a decade. I've taught it. I've applied it. This is how I share it with you. My IOA formula for success. When you manifest, you begin with IOA. This is what pulls everything into something that makes sense. not just a bunch of pieces. And then you do one or some of the pieces and you go, why is this not working? I want to make this really simple. All of this work, as you listen to what I put out there and you read and you watch me and you study and train with me and you coach with me, I'm consistent in telling you this is simpler than you're trying to make it. And at the same time, it is absolutely profound. This is working within the field with universal law, living within the laws of the universe, being made in the image of the one who created us all, the power, the force of that, however you understand that. When I talk about God and spirit and source, that is our creator, our divine creator, who created us all in his image, by the way, which means you are a creator and you create through your word, which has vibration, which comes from your feelings, which comes from your thoughts. When I talk about the universe, I am talking about what creator, spirit, source, God put into place in the same way how we can all live on Earth, which is a spinning ball of mass. There are laws we have had to learn in science. There are greater laws. The problem is we all have the choice whether to live within those laws or not. The universal laws are what holds the universe together and allows you to work with the universe as the creator you are, made in the image of your God, spirit, and source. So you can be the conscious creator of your own life. Simpler than you're making it, yet very, very profound. That is why you want to continue to read and listen and watch. Pour this into you over time. I still do this every day. What you can do right now, start right now being very aware, very conscious of what is showing up in your life that you don't want and what is not showing up in your life that you do want. What is showing up in your life right now that you don't want is valuable, valuable feedback. Because it's showing you things you are a match to that you need to clear, heal, and resolve to get them out of the way so you can receive and allow what you do want. I really want you to get this. Start becoming very conscious of what is showing up in your life that you don't want, but as feedback, as information, not getting re-triggered by it. And then you say, oh, interesting. I'm no longer available for that. Here's what I'm available for. And I'm going to clear, heal, and resolve that so it stops showing up. When you have something showing up in your life, it is always started with an intention. It always started with an intention. Every single thing showing up in your life. That's great if you've been consciously creating, but not always so much if you have been unconsciously creating. The first thing I do when a client comes to me with something they don't want showing up in their life is to go back to when this first started occurring and see what they were asking for, either consciously or unconsciously. Always a starting point can be found that began bringing the energy of this into physical form. You don't have to wait until the first day of a new year or the first day of a new month to move into the energy of new beginnings. You have a new moon cycle every month. You can work within the new moon cycles. You don't even have to wait for that. Right now, right here, we are starting fresh. We are turning the page. Let's move forward right now into a positive process that will bring you the results you desire. This is no, I'll start Monday. This is no, I'll start tomorrow. I've already messed up this morning, this evening. I've got to do something this evening, right now. Here's something you can do that will show you very quickly what's up in your world and help you create a better life now. Forget New Year's resolutions. We all know they don't work. And it's no wonder why when you look at the energy they are created from. You are connecting emotionally with things you are fighting in your life. And you are stating what you're going to stop doing and what you're going to start doing. You are focusing on your bad habits, unhealthy patterns, and toxic relationships and environments, and giving them power by focusing on them and probably beating yourself up in the process. Besides, the mass consciousness has pretty much created an energy around New Year's resolutions that we associate them with something that you are going to say and not follow through with, and something that doesn't work. It doesn't feel good. And how you feel is the key to all of this always. And the sooner you understand that, the better. It's crucial. It's critical. It's integral. Instead, set an intention. Start with one. And it's best not to start with something you know you have a lot of negative emotional charge to and that you have a lot of resistance with. You will get to those once you've built some belief in this process and in yourself. Take a moment to really connect in with your intention. This is the part where you activate, ask, and it is given. Every sacred text has a version of this, and yet many no longer believe it's true. It's not that it's not happening every day. It's that you aren't understanding it. And so you can't see it and use it. And often you're actively, unconsciously blocking it. The moment you ask, it is always given. So now become hyper alert and watch for what shows up. What is going to show up is opportunity. And it's up to you to see it and step into it. And here's the thing. It is not always going to show up as you expected to. And it's not going to be comfortable. It's going to stretch and grow you. And here's why. You're asking for something that you don't currently have, right? It's not in your environment because you are not yet a match for it. But you have desire for it. So it's in your energy. And now you have to bring it into physical form. So you have to change something within yourself so that it can show up outside of you. If you could already possess it, you would. Don't get stuck here. A lot of people do. They misread what is showing up first, and they think it's a sign they aren't supposed to have this thing they desire. It's not time or it's not right for them. Spirit wants for you what you want for yourself. Truth. Spirit created us to be creators and Spirit gave us free will. It's all here for you. You have to choose it. And here's your part. You have to choose to be the person who can be it, do it, and have it. As you seek to align yourself to this thing you desire, what shows up first feels and looks like a lot of crap. What you are seeing is everything that is currently not in alignment energetically with what you are wanting to bring in. It's telling you You can have this thing you want, but here's what's going to have to go. Here's what's going to have to be dealt with first. What shows up next is opportunity. Stay with it. Hold space for what you want. You have to focus your will here and stay the course. Here's another place where people get frustrated. Self-doubt kicks in and they turn away from what they are bringing in and it stops moving toward them. When that opportunity shows up, you have to meet it head on. You have to step up and take action. And that is when you see the results and what you desire begins to show up in your world. IOA, intention, opportunity, action. When you know the notes to sing, you can sing most anything. IOA. Give it a try and let me know what shows up for you. Make sure we are connected. You can find me over on Facebook, facebook.com/Michelle B. Barr. I'm over there every day. Inspiring, motivating, informing, educating, entertaining, teaching, and training you in all of this and sharing my life in real time. So now, why am I creating what I don't want? Think about it. That's a very different question than why am I not creating what I want? Because really, there's no not creating about it. You are the creator of your entire life, of your entire experience. Things don't happen to you. They happen through you. I'm intuitive and empathic, and I always have been, though for a very long time, I didn't have a conscious awareness of this. Because of that, I've always been able to create things that I wanted. And I spent a lot of years creating a lot of what I didn't want as well. That might be you once you start hearing what I'm saying and think about it. The universe doesn't listen to your words and obey them. The universe responds to your vibration, to what you are sending out through your thoughts, which create feelings. And it is your feelings that are magnetic and attract to you a match to what you are sending out. Imagine that you're sending out to the universe a strong desire for the love of your life. You want it. You know you want it. You are sending this desire out into the universe. Chances are, because you have such strong desire, you also have some resistance to your desire because of your attachment to it, your limiting beliefs, your bad habits and unhealthy patterns, and your toxic emotions. As you are sending out to the universe your desire for the love of your life, you can feel it, you can see it, you have made your list about all the qualities you want it to show up with. You have to be aware of what else is going out in your request energetically. Things that might get into the mix could include, I've been hurt before, I am afraid to get hurt again, or I think I'm ready to open my heart and my life to someone else, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm ready. Am I really ready? Unworthiness could be getting broadcast out in your request, along with not good enough, not enough, fear, doubt, and guilt. The possibilities are endless, and most often we are unconscious of them, and yet they hold so much power in our creating. Have you made room for your creation to show up? Really, really made room? The universe responds to a true vacuum and comes in answer true need. if you're holding on to things and people that no longer serve you, waiting for this new creation of your dreams to show up, it won't. The universe responds. It comes in to answer true need. When it comes to creating, we operate on a continuum of conscious and unconscious creation, as I was saying a minute ago. And at any given time, we can be creating from anywhere along that continuum. If you picture yourself on this continuum with 0 to 100%, from unconscious creating to conscious creating, it is beneficial for you to increase your awareness of the energetic dynamic at play here. Start recognizing and asking yourself every day, how much of the time are you creating consciously, and let that grow stronger and let that become more and more of the time. How much of the time are you creating unconsciously? Because this results in a lot of miscreating and a lot of what you don't want showing up in the process. Because remember, you are a powerful creator all the time. How much of the time are you consciously creating, showing up as a co-creative partner with your creator, God, source, and living within universal law as a co-creative partner? This results in much more creating what you do want. Things happen through us. Our perspective deeply colors our world. The way we are looking at something and our awareness of the governing principles that we choose to adopt as our reality heavily influence what shows up for us. A good tool or technique can shift the energy, which will create a shift often noticeable in your life. Yet without the mindset to support this shift, you will revert back to the energy you were previously holding. You will fall back into the familiar patterns that you are comfortable with, even if they no longer serve you. Today, I'm going to share with you a series of principles that govern my life. Notice as you hear with each one, which ones speak to you, which cause you to react, possibly in a negative or disbelieving way, and which ones are you neutral about at this time? If you don't agree with one, what do you currently believe instead? Just listen to each one and notice what comes up for you. Where there is a charge, either positive or negative, but especially negative, there is gold to mine. These are my 9 universal guiding principles. Number 1, energy flows where attention goes. What we resist persists. Pay close attention to what you are focusing on. What are you thinking about? What are you feeling? How much time are you spending focusing on what you want? And how much time are you spending focusing on what you don't want? Number 2, everything counts. Everything matters. A choice point exists in every moment. Your life is shaped by the series of choices you make along the way. Become more conscious about the choices presented to you. Become more conscious of your ability to choose. This requires a shift in perspective from victim to creator, which is also, by the way, a continuum, not either or. This requires taking complete responsibility for all of it. Number 3, everything is energy. You are an energetic being in energetic exchange with the universe and everyone and everything in it. Learn about your own universal energy, YOU energy, and how to use it to heal yourself and create your extraordinary life. Learn to work with this. Everything that shows up in your life is there for a reason. You can learn to interpret this, recognize it, heal and clear it, and create life your way. Number four, when you begin to dream big dreams, to set intentions and goals for yourself, when you begin to strive for a more extraordinary life, everything that is not in alignment with that rises up to be healed or transformed. I call that your stuff coming up. When you step into your intentions, dreams, and goals, your stuff is going to come up. You can choose to heal and clear this so that you can move forward and step out of mediocrity into your most extraordinary expression and experience. Number five, learn to leave the hows to the universe. Get to the essence of what you want. Dream big, see it, feel it, live it, love it, be it. Don't waste your time asking how. How could this possibly happen for me? Don't let your logical mind take over and try to figure it all out. That will take you right into stories of limitation, scarcity, and lack. The universe can create miracles when you move out of the way. Learn to leave the hows to the universe was one of the biggest things I had to change. And I still have to remind myself of it. Number six, get out of your head and get out of your stories. We all have created stories we tell others and ourselves that define who we are and what our lives are about. These stories have power over you. They are highly charged with words and emotions. You can become trapped within your stories. Start recognizing what stories you are telling. Then stop telling your stories. One of the key pieces of my teachings and trainings with my clients and students is drop your money story and fund the life of your dreams. I have a program, a 5-week workshop that's self-led of that very thing. You can message me if you want to know more about it. Why do I spend this much time as a major piece of what I do for myself and with my clients? Drop your money story and fund the life of your dreams. And it's all your stories, but the money story is a big one that people have a lot of pain around and have given up their power around. Start recognizing what stories you are telling, then stop telling your stories. The law of attraction is always on. It always exists, whether you believe in it or not, whether you are actively working with it or not. It is not something you can spend time on here and there and get consistent results. A common misperception I see people making is that they set aside some time to meditate or journal or say their affirmations or attend a workshop or sit in a manifesting circle. And then they step right back into living their life with their limiting beliefs, bad habits, and unhealthy patterns going back into the environments that no longer serve them and their toxic emotions driving their bus. And then they wonder why the law of attraction doesn't work. Number eight, once you get into the flow, don't stop. Act, assess, and adjust. Keep going. So many people just stop just short of acting. They hesitate and then they miss the moment of the energy that has stepped in to meet them. You can learn to stay connected to source creator energy and to receive inspired actions. Then it's still up to you to act. Act, assess, and adjust. Number nine, before the doing comes the being. This one is counterintuitive to a lot of people when they first start working with it. Many people come for help and they say, tell me what to do and I'll tell it and I'll do it. People come to me and they say, tell me what to do and I'll do it. If you can guarantee that I'll get these results, they say that when they have something, they will do something that will allow them to be something. They want to have what they need. Then they will do the something that allows them to be the something. It doesn't work that way. You have to be the thing you want to be first. Remember, this goes back to the universe responds to true need. You always have to go first. You have to be the thing you want to be first. You have to do the things that people like that would do. And then you will have what people like that have. We call this the be, do, have. You always have to go first. You will be waiting forever if you're waiting on the universe to give you what you think you need to create what you want, need, and desire. It won't happen. You have to make a decision, make a commitment, and take a third dimensional real world action to bring it into the third dimension. Then the universe rushes in with the resources to support you. These principles, once applied, become more than a way of doing things. They become a way of living, a way of being. You can get a free downloadable poster with the 9 universal guiding principles at 9, the number 9, 9universalguidingprinciples.com. The number 9, 9universalguidingprinciples.com, to remind you of this. Work with all of them. See what comes up. Do the energetic work first. The more you learn to work with the energy of the creative process and the energy of you, your own universal energy, the less action you are required to engage in. You begin to attract to you everything you need. Things begin to come together more easily and effortlessly in a way that you know is coming from the universe. Right now, in this moment, what is the most important thing you need to do? What do you think it is? Show up. This is key. Show up now and in every moment, a ready and willing partner with the universe, excited to co-create. Show up and trust that you already have everything you need. Show up for yourself now. I want you to be excited about your journey. You notice I didn't say get excited. I said be excited. Your journey is now, always. You are on it, always have been. We need to stop holding the energy of gonna and getting to something. You're never off your journey and path. You're creating it. You're always on it. And you can shift it in an instant. Here's a secret. Let it free you. There is no failure. There are no mistakes. The more you begin to consciously create, the more you learn to act, assess, and adjust, and the more you learn to make course corrections that save you a lot of time and energy and save you a lot of pain. Pain happens. Suffering is optional. Helen Keller said, life is either a daring adventure or nothing. I love that when I saw it, because the first part of my life was not an adventure. And I decided my life is an adventure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. I have turned my entire life, if you all follow me, you see, into an adventure, a desire-driven, spirit-led, joy-filled adventure. Now is the perfect time to create your extraordinary life, to transcend self-imposed limits and break free from miscreating unconsciously. You have everything inside of you in this moment that you need. There are no failures, no mistakes. You are on your path always, and this is your journey. You get to choose what step you will take next. Your whole life is waiting. What are you waiting for? I invite you to consider this, to reflect on it, to journal about it. I invite you to reach out to me if you're ready to talk with me about how I can best help you, because you can do much more of this with a coach, mentor, and guide than alone. I know, because I have not been without a coach since 2009. I have ways you can work with me one-to-one privately at the highest level, and ways you can work with me in groups, and programs you can get started with as you build into working with me as a one-to-one private client. I have masterminds that have that group dynamic that's so effective and so powerful. I invite you to keep listening to this podcast. I invite you to explore your own unlimited possibilities. I invite you to take inspired action to step out of mediocrity and create your own extraordinary life. Remember my IOA formula to success. Remember my 9 universal guiding principles. Thank you for listening to my Working for Spirit podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in to my Find Your Freedom series. There's a lot more to come with it all summer long. Go back and listen. I've got several 5-day trainings. I've got several 5-day trainings available where you can go through the whole trainings just right there on my podcast. Find me at michellebarr.com and on Facebook at facebook.com/MichelleBBarr. I will be back with more soon. It is time for you to find your freedom and claim it. And I am here to help.